To prosecute suspected terrorists, the government first has to catch them. And one way the National Security Agency tries to do that is by eavesdropping on phone calls into the U.S. from suspected terrorists overseas. Since shortly after 9/11, the NSA has been conducting those wiretaps without getting a warrant from the special spy court that was set up to do that. Critics say that amounts to illegal spying. The White House says it's essential to thwarting terror plots, and Congress is caught in the middle. From the Capitol, here's NPR's Luke Burbank.
President Bush would probably rather he didn't have to talk about the NSA's terrorist surveillance program. If Mr. Bush had his druthers, the government's practice of secretly wiretapping certain Americans would still be, well, a secret. But thanks to various press leaks last year, that cat is out of the bag. And so now, faced with a number of legal challenges to the program, including a federal court ruling in August, the president is turning to Congress to authorize these wiretaps without warrants.
Surest way to keep the program is to get explicit approval from the United States Congress. So today I'm calling on the Congress to promptly pass legislation providing additional authority for the terrorist surveillance program, along with broader reforms in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
But that might be easier said than done. The program is controversial, and it's being addressed right before a midterm election, which does not always make for speedy legislating. Plus, there are different bills being floated in the House and Senate aimed at addressing the issue, and just getting one to the floor for a vote is proving to be a challenge. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Arlen Specter, took up the Pennsylvania Republicans' bill on the matter.
The legislation which I have proposed, as you all know, has the agreement of the president to pursue it. And my concern, and I think what our concern ought to be, is to solve the present problem, to get the current program submitted for judicial review. And the president is committed to that. He has said he will do so.
Specter's plan would actually loosen up some of the rules requiring the government to get a warrant from the FISA, or Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, before conducting a wiretap. The plan has the White House's stamp of approval, which makes some Democrats inherently suspicious. Many, like Vermont's Patrick Leahy, say the problem isn't the FISA system, it's the fact that the White House and NSA have ignored it.
We all believe that the monitoring of communications of suspected terrorists is vitally important. But when you're monitoring Americans, like everybody in this room, then that has to be done lawfully and with adequate checks and balances to prevent abuses of Americans' rights and Americans' privacy.
Republican John Cornyn of Texas echoed the feelings of many of his colleagues. He's leery about certain aspects of the wiretap program, but feels America is safer with it than without it.
Congress needs to be a partner with the executive branch, not an adversary when it comes to our national security.
But Specter's bill didn't make it out of committee today. Democrats introduced a series of amendments, stretching the meeting past its two-hour limit. Senator Specter's office says he'll try again next week. Luke Burbank, NPR News, The Capitol.